ago, a couple of years ago, equipment financing. If you're able to get pre-approved with us for some equipment financing as well as working capital.
Hello, it's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, this is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Yeah, I know we're both pretty busy right now, so I just need 30 seconds of your time. But just we specialize here in equipment financing and working capital, and just trying to touch base here with you at the end of the year and seeing what you have right now that could use some funding.
Nah, got the wrong mailing list.
Sorry, what was that?
You got the wrong mailing list. This has nothing to do with me.
Okay, you don't work at JDPE?
I own JDPE.
Yeah, so that it seems like that's the right person I'm trying to be talking to.
Which is fine if I apologize, but if you know your research about your companies, I don't own a piece of equipment.
Well, we do more than just equipment.
I don't own anything. I sell printing. I don't own a piece of what I own is I own a computer and I own a printer.
Okay, and so you run your business with any form of money at all?
I don't run my form of meaning what? Let's talk. Meaning what?
Okay.
Meaning what? Do I run my business? I do $2 million in sales.
Yeah. So
I need money from anybody? No.
No. You're saying that you do sales. So you do you own the printers?
No, not at all.
Okay. So how do you have your inventory?
I don't have inventory.
Okay. Then what do you? How do you get your sales?
You ready? I'll make it very simple.
Yeah, that's great.
My client buys a million plastic cards for me. I buy a million plastic cards for my printer. I sell it for more than I buy it for, and I
okay.
make money.
There you go. So that's what I'm saying. You still have to be purchasing something in order to sell it later.
Okay.
Right?
Which means, so, and how do you help me? Or what do I need?
Well, for example, if you didn't have enough cash to pick up as much inventory as you had hoped for, you know, that's where we can
again, I don't have here. I don't have inventory, and I have open lines of credit with every printer I have.
Well, you just said that you purchase a bunch of, you said chips for your printer.
So you ready? I'll make it simple.
So would you not consider that inventory?
You're my printer. I say, hey, I need to order a million gift cards. Print them for me. You print them for me. You ship them to my client. You send me a bill.
Okay.
I say, thank you very much for your bill. I send you a check.
So when I print those gift cards, though, and I have them, that would be considered inventory that I would then sell to you.
Okay, so right. If I'm the printer, you're correct. If I'm the printer, the one that has the inventory, you are
yes.
correct. I'm the middle person that doesn't see a piece of plastic.
Okay.
I transfer paper back and forth.
Got it. Okay, and so if that's the case, hey, that's great to hear, and that's why I'm just trying to check in here and see if there's any, you know, any upcoming projects that you needed a little extra funding for in case you didn't have enough to, you know, purchase all of what
now
you needed.
I have open lines. I have open lines of credit everywhere.
Okay,
so,
got it. So and you don't, you've never worried about exhausting those lines of credit or anything?
I've been in business 15 years. I don't exhaust anything. It's really a simple process I have.
Okay, got it. Well, it sounds like, you know, you got things going on pretty well over there then.
Yep. Have a good day. Thank
All right. Thanks for the lesson, Jeff.
Yep.